Cao Wenxuan is one of China's most popular authors of children's fiction. His books, such as Cao Fangzi, or literally translated as The Storehouse, and Qing Tong Kui Hua, or translated as Bronze and Sunflower, have collectively sold millions of copies in China. But what makes him increasingly popular abroad is his book titled A Feather.With all the illustrations created by Brazil's Hans Christian Andersen Award-winning artist Roger Mello. Cao recalls his collaboration with Roger Mello in 2013.
如果我的本子写出来了是一个中国画家画的可能就不是我们现在所看到的样子。
My book would look totally different from what it is now if the pictures in it were created by a Chinese illustrator. There are many differences between the cultures of China and Brazil. The Chinese people are so familiar with blue and white porcelain that we probably wouldn't use it to its fullest potential. While in the eyes of Roger Mello, the blue and white porcelain tends to be synonymous with China. It inspired him to produce the beautiful imagesIncluding flocks of birds that are painted on the surface of blue-white porcelain, which is almost unattainable for Chinese painters.
一会儿被风吹到这边，一会儿又被风吹到那边。一只布谷鸟从他身旁飞了过去。我是你的吗？
Their words and pictures tell the story of a feather trying to find where it belongs, to whom does it belong. As the wind blows it from place to place, the feather queries one bird after another. Am I yours? The questions of origin and belonging are shared by all humanity. As readers may appreciate the depth of the words and the beauty of the illustrations,The honors awarded to the book's creators are taking this book to faraway destinations. Aside from taking Chinese books international, cross-cultural collaboration can also be seen in other areas of the publication industry. Canadian children's publisher Patsy Aldana is a former president of the International Board on Books for Young People, or IBBY, and the current president ofIBBY Foundation. She has helped the China Children's Press and the Publications Group, the largest children's book publisher in China, with its launch of a world library of illustrated books for young readers in the local area. She introduces the illustrated books collected in this world library.
These are not books that are bestsellers. These are not books that are easy to...just put in a bookstore and find and buy. These are books that the people who are reading promoters like yourselves need to understand, really look into these books and see how they can help the children in China get to know the rest of the world much better and see that even though there are big differences between us, there are also many, many similarities between us as human beings.These books really try to portray different realities, but at the same time, to deal with subjects that are universal.
The IBBY is a non-profit organization that represents an international network of people from all over the world who are committed to bringing books and children together. Under the IBBY's goal to connect the children worldwide with books,Patsy Aldana has assisted in selecting books concerned with illustrations for the library. To date, a dozen books have been selected. She thinks the World Library Project now opens a window for local children to view other cultures and customs on the basis of understanding their own literature.
This is a great place for you to introduce children to other cultures, other kinds of childhood games, other kinds of childhood favorites.Riddles, songs, rhymes, and they really are a reflection of culture around the world. Some of them are Andersen winners. Some of them are simply, at that time, the most interesting young illustrator in their country. But we think it's a very good photograph of the world. And that's what the World Library is about, is bringing all of us together and to try and help our children to see the universal part that they are part of this world.
This World Library will expand each year with 7 or 8 types of illustrated books, which are the brainchild of illustrators and writers worldwide. The China Children's Press and the Publication Group would publish them for the library. The largest children's book publisher in China also convened a forum recently in Beijing discussing the integration of Chinese illustrated books into the world of literature. Stories are a great medium to educate the children. Meanwhile, images help the children to understand and identify the things they come across in daily life. When stories combine with images, it would fascinate young readers in their course to pursue new knowledge. And when authors and illustrators from different nations work together, young readers would definitely harvest more from these publications on their international collaborations. For Studio Plus, I'm Xu Fei.